As you complete your clinical examination on an adult patient named Julie, it is apparent that she has a mild to moderate mandibular asymmetry. This has resulted in a dental occlusion with a crossbite of the right canine through second premolar. Although you can see her chin is deviated to the right about 4 or 5 millimeters, Julie says the biggest concern for her is that she notices significant asymmetry of her lips when putting on lipstick. She asks you whether her lip symmetry will improve significantly if she chooses to have orthodontic treatment alone to correct her crossbite without surgery to address her skeletal asymmetry. A recent study from Israel called Quantitative Evaluation of Lip Symmetry in Skeletal Asymmetry addresses this question. It appears in the August 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, and I will review it with you quickly so you have more information to give to your patient, Julie. This research was done using facial photographs of adult female orthodontic patients. 13 patients that were much like Julie made up the study group. These patients all had mild to moderate skeletal asymmetry and a unilateral crossbite of at least the canine. Another 13 adult females without asymmetry served as a control group and were age-matched to the study subjects. All subjects in both the study and control groups had full fixed orthodontic treatment. The measurement of lip symmetry was made from the frontal photographs. The photographs were all taken by the same photographer using a standardized technique. On the photographs, a vertical reference line was drawn from the middle of the nose through the middle of the upper lip philtrum. This divided the lips into halves. The lip area of each half of the upper and lower lips was measured and compared with the opposite side. The percent asymmetry was calculated and compared before and after treatment. As you would expect, the control group had very little measurable asymmetry before treatment, and there was no significant change after treatment. The study group, those with the skeletal asymmetry and crossbite, had lower lip asymmetry measured at about 14% before treatment. This improved significantly, reduced to about 4% after treatment. I have to admit, I was surprised at how much the lip asymmetry improved as a result of the orthodontic-only treatment. The upper lip did not have measurable asymmetry in either group before or after treatment. There are some significant limitations with this study. The sample size is small, and it is unclear whether the investigators were blinded when lip measurements were done, which could potentially bias the results. But you can tell Julie that there is now some information to suggest that her lip asymmetry could improve significantly as a result of orthodontic treatment alone. This study suggests that visible lip area is heavily influenced by the supporting dental relationships. For more information about the effect of orthodontic treatment on lip symmetry, refer to this article by Gazit Rapoport in the August 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.